The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition, and it's day three of the Dante meeting at York. There's plenty of racing to look forward to on the Knavesmire. Alongside that, good racing from Newbury and Newmarket in the afternoon. There's jumps racing from Aintree in the evening, a good card at Hamilton, and Irish racing from Dundalk as well, so plenty to go at. Dave Kellner, Andy Holding and James Millman will be your team in the studio, and they'll be live from 1:20 p.m. But right now, my name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm absolutely in tremendous form. I should certainly be feeling a little bit weary, dreary and hungover due to some very kind hospitality by Tattersall's yesterday. But I've surprised myself.
Did you try and get a hangover? Were you drinking at an incredible rate? On
when it's for nothing, day? Young fella, one has to try and get as much down one as possibly can.
Yes. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Which is what seemed I tried to do.
You tried to do that.
So thanks to Tattersall's for that. Yeah.
Well, we're going to reflect on Wednesday's racing at York, providing you can remember any of it, Pimmy. You weren't that bad, were you?
I can remember going. Coming back a little bit hazy.
Right, sounds like a good day. Right, we're going to look at the result of the Musidora Stakes, because it did have an impact on the Oaks betting. Perhaps not with the runners you would have expected to have influenced the betting. It was won by Madame Chiang, who was 50-1 for the Oaks before the race, trimmed into 10-1. Were you impressed with Madame Chiang?
Well, I have to say, I sort of had a good look at them in the parade ring and on the way down to post, and I thought they were a very mixed bunch, to be perfectly honest. There were some big, gangly things that looked like they were ready to go, if you know what I mean. They were too immature, didn't fit the frames. There was one or two of them very buzzy to post as well. Certainly the mount of Seb Saunders was very, very keen going to post. And again, just one or two that just didn't fill the eye sort of thing. So I thought, as a group of fillies, there was nothing that really shone, if you know what I mean. So whether it's a good trial or not, I don't know. I mean, obviously the Northern Challenger, Lily Rules, will have been a great boost for the small yard of Tony Coyles to get a placed horse in a Group 3. And Regarde, I thought she ran well enough, you know. But at the end of the day, Madame Chiang couldn't fault her performance, settled nicely, did it nicely. And again, Fallon only had to really hands and heels her to get the job done. My other slight concern is regarding the Tattersall's Musidora. In the last 10 years, I think we've only had one go on to win the Oaks, and that was Shariska.
Right.
So, you know, it's not got a particularly great record winning the Musidora and then heading on to the Oaks.
OK. I suppose the betting has reflected that in a way. Madame Chiang obviously had to be trimmed because of her success. The third place horse, Regarde, was 25s from 50s, didn't shorten too much. The favourite for the race was Cambridge, drifted out to 16s following the race. And the two at the top of the betting that didn't run in the race, Tagruder and Itimal, they both firmed up at the top of the betting. Tagruder's now 6-4, and Itimal 6-1. They both shortened a little bit as well. So I suppose that echoes what you're saying there.
Yeah, and I think, again, last night over in Nace,
yeah,
there was a good success by Sheikh Hamdan's filly, wasn't there?
Yes.
Tafasha. Now, I wouldn't rule her out of going to the Oaks, that's for sure. She was very impressive last night. I thought we might have taken the evasive action regarding her price as well.
We have, in fact. She's now third favourite at 7-1.
Yeah, I can understand that, because I did see a replay of that race this morning, and I just thought she was very, very impressive indeed. So, yeah. Again, she might took the eye for me more than the Musidora winner.
Yeah, out of the two trials, that looked the better of them, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so at the moment, who do you fancy for the Oaks? I mean, Tagruder's quite solid at the top of the betting.
Solid, rock solid form, too short for me.
Yeah.
I think you want a little bit of value, and more than likely that filly of Dermot Wells could be the one for me, the third five.
Okay, Tafasha then. Leaping into Pimmy's notebook for the Oaks, we'll probably learn more before the race is run. And we're going to move on now anyway. We must move on to Friday's action at York, because another good card coming. In fact, a great day coming up on Friday. The afternoon schedule is brilliant, isn't it?
Well, fantastic. You've got brilliant racing from York. You've got Newbury. You've got Newmarket. There's no end of top-class stuff tomorrow, and a bit of jumping at Aintree to boot. So, yeah, lots to look forward to on this frenetic Friday, it looks to me.
Yes, a frenetic Friday. I was going to go with fantastic, but I prefer frenetic now. We'll find out Pimmy's thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to focus on the action at York. We're going to look at three races on the final day of the Dante meeting, and the first of them is the 145. This is the Marygate Stakes, which is a fillies listed race over five furlongs. So we've got some sprinting fillies here, and I suppose a lot of people will be fairly drawn to Tiggy Wiggy to start with here, Pimmy. Richard Hannon's filly remains unbeaten. She's won both of her starts. Do you see her as the one to beat here, or do you like something else in the race?
I think, to be fair, what we've seen of Tiggy Wiggy, she's been very, very professional, done it nicely on both occasions, and I think possibly she's got the best form in the book. Now, I think if the weather forecast is right, today, as in Thursday, the ground at York could just be a little bit tacky, a little bit gluey. I'm hoping if the forecast is right, it stays dry and it stays warm. By Friday, they just might have a bit better ground,
yeah,
as far as it might be good to soft, but that little bit of stickiness might have gone out of it. But again, I'd certainly keep my eye on A, the results today, see how that's affecting it, where they're coming, which they seem to be coming more centre again yesterday.
Yeah.
And again, the draw is quite significant, so just bear that in mind for your selections on the Friday.
Yeah.
But, I thought Tiggy Wee, very, very professional on both occasions. She's going to be favourite. And I think she's the one they've all got to beat, to be perfectly honest. Not very original, I'm afraid. You've got some very precocious fillies here as well. Don't Tell Annie. She did it quite nicely on debut at Ponte Carlo. And she won by two lengths on that occasion. So she's got a little bit there, and she's a bit more to come. Timmy Easterby likes having success at the Naismire, as do all the Yorkshire trainer, so that could run well. And I also thought, at a big, big price, I would imagine, Michael Appleby's filly, Appleberry, six on debut. Then she came good at Catterick last time. I'm not too sure what she beat, but I thought she did it in good fashion, and there could be a little bit more to come from her. So if you're looking for a little bit of an each-way slant on that, Appleberry could be the one, but I feel the favourite is the one they've got to beat.
Okay, Tiggy Wiggy, the one to beat then in the 145 at York. Moving on to the 245 next, this is the feature race on Friday. It's the Yorkshire Cup, which is part of the British Champion Series. It's a Group 2 contest over a mile and three quarters. And we do have betting on site at the moment for this race as well. The other two races will be priced up pretty shortly as well. They've got the pages up on the site, they just need to put the prices in. But the Yorkshire Cup, the betting is headed by Tac de Boitron, who is 11-4, 9-2 for Gospel Choir. Seal of approval is 13-2, 7-1 for Cubanita, 8 for Arzimar and Camborne, and then 10-1 for Tiger Cliff, 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, Tac de Boitron was very impressive on his reappearance. Pimmy, do you think he follows up here?
Well, he was a good performance, wasn't he? 7-2 shot on that occasion. 2 mile group three at Ascot. Beat Earth Amber very cosily indeed by five lengths. That form is rock solid, to be perfectly honest. And he loved the trip. The Yorkshire track will suit him big style. And I definitely feel that he goes there with a big, big chance, the favourite, Tac de Brion. And again, Marco Botti's horse in good form. Andrea Zetzi riding plenty of winners as well. But I'm going to go for a guy who's got a very, very good strike rate here on the Naismire. He's had three winners from 15 runners since 2010, 20% strike rate, and that's James Fanshawe. He runs his Seal of Approval. This horse is a real tough, solid individual. He won a Group 1 at Ascot back in October. I think that was a mile and a half. I think this mile and six will suit him down to the ground. He supports the hood, which for me isn't too big an issue. And I think he's definitely a big, big player tomorrow. Seal of Approval. The other ones that I thought were interesting, obviously Gospel Choir from the Sir Michael Stout Yard. He's a tough individual and won nicely last time out. That was a Group 2 at Newmarket. Again, he's just going an extra two furlongs tomorrow. And the other horse that I thought could run a big, big race is Pengal Pavilion, the Charlie Appleby runner, with James Doyle doing the steering aboard that fella. And again, he's stepping up a little bit in trip tomorrow. But very, very wide open race. It was a 25-1 shot that won it last year in the shape of Glenn's Diamond. I don't think we'll have an upset there tomorrow. And I'm going to go each way, Seal of Approval.
Okay, seal of approval each way then in the Yorkshire Cup. And the final race we're going to look at is the 3:15. We finish this podcast with the Irish Champions Weekend Filly Stakes, which is registered as the Michael Seeley Memorial Stakes. It's a listed race over a mile and 14 of them in the lineup here, and a potentially nice one in the shape of Radiator. Do you see her being a warm order, Pimmy?
I think she could well be a warm order. I just hope she doesn't leak along the way. In the hands of James Doyle. Sir Michael won this race last year with Paviosk. Ryan Moore was riding on that occasion. As I say, James Doyle on board at Radiator tomorrow. And again, she's got some good form in the book. Ran really well behind Miss France at Newmarket. That was in a Group 3 back in September of last year. She was 11-10 favourite on that occasion. So she's obviously held in high regard. Sir Michael, has he been? He's not really been bombing them out so far this season, has he? They look as though they've been tending to need a run.
Yep.
Now, whether he's left a little bit to work on with this filly remains to be seen, but certainly she's an interesting filly. And there's one or two others in here that I thought were quite interesting. I thought Dutch Courage from the Fahey Yard was interesting. That was 6 of 11 last time we saw it at Newbury over 7 furlongs in a Group 3. So a little bit easier contest for her tomorrow. Ryan Moore gets the leg up on the Cheveley Park-owned Dutch Courage there. I think that's definitely an interesting one for the Fahey Yard. And the other one is be careful here, because have we got some with similar names? You've got Dutch Courage and Dutch Romance. So just be careful there with your two Dutches. Let's not go Dutch, that's for sure. And the other one I thought, though, was interesting was Midnight Angel, the Hannon runner. Now, she's been running OK of late, and she ran well enough in defeat, I thought, last time out. And I thought, again, at a double-figure price, she could well run for your, give you a good run for your money there. So, looking for value. Going to try and avoid the Radiator. Look for value, little bit each way, the Fahey runner, Dutch Courage.
Okay, Dutch Courage then for Pimmy there. Avoiding the Radiator, you think a few people might get their fingers burnt?
I think they could well do, yeah.
Yeah.
Could well do, if she's turned on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe James Doyle will try and switch her off. Who knows?
Who knows? So there you go. Let's have your selections one more time, Pimmy, if you'll spin us through them.
Yeah, we're going to go with the opening race, the Marygate Stakes, listed status for that race, and I'm going to go with Tiggy Wiggy. A little bit value looking at the big price in the shape of number one, Appleberry. In the Yorkshire Cup, I think Seal of Approval looks the value there for James Fanshawe and the ponytailed Hayley Turner. And in the race, registers the Michael Seeley Memorial Stakes. What a great journalist Michael Seeley was, and very much missed in the press room. And I'm going to take a chance here with Dutch Courage for the Richard Fahey Yard.
OK, good stuff for me. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Friday. So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's racing. You'll hear it here on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Dave Kellner, Andy Holding and James Millman in the studio. Day 3 of the Dante meeting coming up. We've also got a good card at Newbury and racing from HQ at Newmarket as well. In the evening, National Hunt racing from Aintree, a good card at Hamilton and Irish racing from Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to on Friday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.